And this part of Sussex is famous for producing some of England's finest white wines. We were treated to a tasting earlier at a local branch of Lidl and tried a 2011 Chardonnay, which had a fine nose, just like the pork pie that came with it. Sherlock Holmes creator Sir Arthur Conan Doyle had a cottage here. He promoted his interest in spiritualism and reincarnation and organised seances in the town hall. It's widely believed by his followers that in an afterlife he came back as a singer of show songs in a big frock known as Sir Arthur Susan Boyle. In the 19th century, Worthing became well known for its ship's chandlers. Sails were made from canvas, navigation lamps were fashioned in brass, and wooden rum casks were carefully planed into shape by carpenters. But that wasn't the last time Worthing heard the sound of a barrel being scraped. Let me introduce the teams. They are on my left, Barry Cryer and Graham Garden. And on my right, Timbrook Taylor and Harry Hill. And taking our place at the desk next to me, please welcome our scorer, the ever delightful Samantha. OK, well, we start this week with a game called Word for Word. And this is where each team takes it in turn to exchange a series of words which should have no connection. Tim and Harry, you should start exchanging your connection-free words while Barry and Graham will listen carefully and challenge if they detect any possible links. Off you go, please, Tim and Harry.
Marbles.
Datsun.
Croquet.
Meander.
Mustard.
And Barry has...
I was a little late there. Meander Croquet was a very well-known 60s actress.
What was she in?
The Bridesmaid's Revenge.
Yeah. And?
Happy Holiday.
And?
Hello, Harry. Oh, you must remember, a lovely woman.
Yeah.
Lovely woman.
Miranda Croquet.
Yes.
Meander Croquet.
She had a wooden leg. Yeah. And she had a wonderful career until the night of the fire. She burnt to the ground, actually.
All right, well, if you ask Meander Croquet, you noticed I can't challenge you on that because I don't know whether... No, so it's over to you, Barry and Graham.
Now?
Please, yes.
That was my word.
Ballistic.
Page.
Exigent.
Holly.
Forensic.
Holly Forensic was...
Oh, you have to buzz.
You have to buzz.
Sorry,
in.
I'm new to this.
Yes, sorry.
Should have explained, Harry, they're very petty.
Well, I got your letter, Jack. I got your letter. 4 pages this time. Holly Forensic was in CSI, that programme on...
She, you know, she was very good, actually, wasn't
with,
she?
With Helen Mirren.
Yeah. Mm.
Stood in for Helen Mirren on the regional tour.
Yes.
Holly Forensic. Yes, I can't say I remember it personally, but you seem absolutely convinced. So
shared a flat with. Yeah. Shared a flat with Meander Croquet for about.
That's right.
She didn't just share a flat either, did she?
Well, that's what they said.
There was talk. There was talk at the time.
Oh, well, okay, then it's over to you, Harry and Tim.
Mandolin.
Eh?
Mandolin.
Graham.
Or was it A, your
that
word?
That was my word.
Yeah. Graham is challenged anyway, so...
A connection between mandolin and A. They're all tuned to the key of A.
Yeah. What was your mandolin tuned to, Tim?
To C.
I thought so.
Yep.
Yeah. Good point, good point.
So, I'm sorry. I didn't know that.
No. But you do now. So it's back to Harry and Tim.
Elixir.
Shame.
Rhubarb.
Buttercup.
Jockstrap.
Ah, oh,
Graham.
Sorry.
Yeah, no, Barry was going to tell you that Buttercup Jockstrap was...
That's right. Quite right.
She was a juvenile lead. Very popular. She appeared...
In what was she a juvenile lead?